set up by the National League of Cities and announced at its summit conference in San Antonio. The Leading Together 2020 Cities agenda will focus on priorities important to cities and communities throughout the United States. Robinson discussed it at his weekly news conference at City Hall.
They have asked all of us that when we came home from the League of Cities meeting to whenever we had the opportunity in the podium to make people aware of what the league is looking for.
The mayor joined the task force last month, joining 33 other local elected officials from across the country, both Democratic and Republican.
This is a bipartisan effort working together to create initiatives that we would like all of the 2020 presidential candidates and whoever is the winner, that they will look to institute these things within the first 100 days or begin to put plans together for working together with cities.
Cities, contends Robinson, are where the majority of Americans live and often are the places where the most nonpartisan, logical ways to put things together exist. The League, through the task force, is working on a four-point plan to be implemented in those first 100 days.
One, building sustainable infrastructure. Two, creating a skilled workforce, which is dealing with workforce training and education. Three, ending housing instability and homelessness. And four, reducing gun violence. These are things that I don't believe are Democrat or Republican. They are simply things that cities want.
And it's not just the current or future occupant of the White House the League is calling out to help implement the plan. Robinson says they're also reaching out to those who are running for the job.
We hope every candidate will make a commitment to these things and begin to work forward with cities. This is our whole idea of what we'd like to do, and we want to come out to the press in our respective areas and ask them to look into these things, because I think these are all things that all of us would want, and I think they'll make for a better community and a better United States.
The city's agenda also highlights shared values such as respect, partnership, inclusion, and accountability. The 2020 Presidential Election Task Force is calling for presidential candidates' endorsements.
United in belief that our country is strongest when levels of government work together to protect and advance the priorities of America's communities and their residents. We think that's the message we want to send from the cities, is how we work with federal agencies, and we hope that every candidate will sign on to that agenda.
One example offered by the mayor is a news conference Wednesday morning on Protect Pensacola, a task force charged with studying gun-related crime and involving representatives from local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies.
We'll be there with all the people that have been participating in this gun task force over the last 90 days, and they'll be discussing what's been happening with it. From that standpoint, we have talked about some things that we want to do going forward that will be talked about in the press conference.
To those looking at the league's agenda and thinking this will help Pensacola, Mayor Grover Robinson is quick to add it will help all cities, which are dealing with the same basic issues.
Right now is amazing to me, you know, how many different ones I talk to, regardless of region, big or small. We were one of the smallest cities on that task force, but there were some very large cities, and there were some smaller cities like us. We all tend to be touched by the same things.
More information is available at nlc.org/citiesagenda. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.